Welcome to the GP Pharmacy Club Pod. I'm your host, Adam, and today we have an exciting episode lined up for you. We'll be diving into the significant changes to the general practitioner, GP, contract for the fiscal year 2025-26. These changes are aimed at enhancing patient access to and experience of GP services, and they represent the most substantial modifications in over a decade. Let's start with an overview. The government has committed to advancing general practice through increased funding and reduced bureaucracy. This commitment is reflected in the overall investment, which will rise by £889 million, bringing the total contract value to £13,176 million in 2025-26. This marks a 7.2% cash growth compared to the previous year. What does this mean in terms of funding and investment enhancements? One of the key highlights is the government's continued commitment to fully finance a 6% pay increase for GPs agreed in October for 2024-25. This includes the agreement under the Additional Roles Reimbursement Scheme, ARS, to extend recruitment to newly qualified GPs, which started October 2024. This funding also supports a new enhanced service for advice and guidance valued at £80 million, facilitating the transfer of care from secondary to primary settings. One of the biggest complaints among GPs is the amount of bureaucracy that they have to deal with. How does the new contract aim to reduce this? In an effort to streamline operations, the government plans to permanently retire 32 quality and outcomes framework, QOF, indicators, equating to 212 QOF points worth approximately £298 million in 2025-64. This includes the removal of 71 points outright, with funds redirected to improve routine childhood vaccination fees and locum reimbursement rates. A key focus of the contract change is cardiovascular disease prevention. A significant portion of the remaining 141 QOF points will focus on cardiovascular disease, CVD, prevention. The goal is to reduce premature mortality from heart disease or stroke by 25% over the next decade. The thresholds for these indicators will be adjusted to encourage participation while maintaining lower achievement levels at 2024-25 standards. This is coded speech for saying that the upper thresholds have been raised while lower thresholds remain at current levels. We move on to enhanced patient access. Starting October 1, 2025, practices will be mandated to keep their online consultation tools available during core hours to facilitate non-urgent requests. Additionally, GP Connect will enable read-only access to patient care records for NHS and private healthcare providers with patient consent. This includes community pharmacies. The contract also discusses patient charter and transparency. NHS England will introduce a patient charter detailing the standards patients can expect from their GP practices. This charter will enhance transparency and clarity regarding service provision. In terms of workforce support and recruitment, the ARS will see increased flexibility, allowing primary care networks, PCNs, to better respond to local workforce needs. The maximum reimbursement for GPs under this scheme will rise from £73,113 to £82,418 in 2025-26, reflecting the lower quartile of the salaried GP pay range. This reflects the fact that some GPs will be entering their second year on the scheme. As this podcast enjoys listenership from pharmacy professionals, listeners will be keen to know that the maximum reimbursable amount for a clinical pharmacist's core salary is set at £66,972. For pharmacy technicians, the amount is set at £43,352 for 2025-26. The BMA has a page dedicated to the payments applicable to various roles in the ARS, a link to which is provided in our show notes. The Capacity and Access Improvement, CAIP, payment will continue to incentivize modern general practice access and patient risk stratification. There are vaccination schedule modifications outlined in the contract. The document outlines updates to vaccination schedules based on recommendations from the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunizations, JCVI, including adjustments to childhood and adult vaccination programs aimed at improving coverage. In summary, the changes to the GP contract for 2025-26 aim to enhance service delivery, reduce administrative burdens, and improve patient outcomes through increased funding and support for general practices. The government expresses gratitude for the dedication of general practice teams and hopes that these changes will positively impact practices, PCNs, and patients alike. That's all for today's episode of the GP Pharmacy Club Pod. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found this information insightful. Please like, share, and subscribe. Stay tuned for more updates and discussions on the latest developments of relevance to pharmacy professionals working in general practice. Until next time, this is Adam signing off.